Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum with your host, Jeray Williams. And if you don't know, I am a postpartum coach helping new moms navigate postpartum to achieve balance in motherhood. So let's get started. So today's topic is about how you can feel like you again after baby. I know so many times it's so hard to accept where you are right now, and you're looking at your body changes from your skin to your nose, probably your face is gaining weight and your belly is slowly slimming down. So you didn't get that snap back yet, which is okay. Okay, you just had a baby. You created life and you carried someone for 9 months. And so what I want to remind you of as before we even get started into the episode is that it's a process loving yourself again and rediscovering yourself. And it's okay because you are amazing. You did something amazing. It was a blessing. So for the mom out here who's struggling with loving herself again or not feeling like herself, it's okay. You will get back there. It just takes time. So let's get started. The first tip I would give you is to get dressed for the day. You may think this is like a small thing, but if you get dressed for the day, making time to take a shower, put on a fresh set of loungewear that makes you feel cute, or put on an outfit that makes you feel vibrant, confident, and beautiful, it's going to make a big difference because you're going to show up different in the house. You may be like, well, I'm in the house, but you're going to be like productive. You're going to be looking at yourself when you pass the mirror. You can even put on a little makeup. You don't have to if you don't want to, but you can put on a little makeup or style your hair so that you look your best. And then take pictures, or just even if you want to go outside on a walk or something, just to make you feel like you did something. Because getting dressed for the day makes you feel productive. I know recently as a stay-at-home mom, I used to just be in my pajamas all day. But I challenged myself to get dressed, take a shower in the morning, and really put clothes on. And it sets my tone. Yeah. So now, like, even when I do leave the house, I'm already dressed. And I feel like I'm like important, like official, like it's so many different factors, and it's just so amazing to feel like that. Like, just getting dressed can make a difference in your confidence when you're trying to get yourself back. Another thing, and one of my favorite things, is positive affirmations. Create your own affirmations to define yourself, to uplift yourself, or write yourself a note that's uplifting. And then when you do that, read it out loud, look in the mirror, and read those looking at yourself. Until you believe it. Because when you believe it, you're going to know that's you. Because you are beautiful inside and out. Don't let the situation where you are now determine what you are and who you are. Because your body will change. It may not look exactly like it did before. I know for me, with my first son, I do not look the same. My boobs have changed. My belly has changed. I have stretch marks now. But I've learned to accept that and love that. And now that I'm pregnant with baby number two, I know my body's going to look even different. But I already know that it's a process, and I'm going to love myself because I was blessed enough to go on this journey again. So uplift yourself and make sure that you are affirming yourself, because don't go into that negative spiral. Just start looking at positive things, even if you have to make a note in your phone or journal it or read it out loud or even have your spouse read it to you. And sometimes having them, you know, hype you up a little bit makes you feel good too. So don't be afraid to have positive affirmations, okay? Oh, my favorite one. Y'all, all of this is my favorite, but you know. But my favorite one is having alone time. Take that time to plan out what you're going to do for yourself. I know in my postpartum planning sessions, I help moms figure out how are you going to plan your day out. How are you going to make it flow into a routine where you're making time for yourself so you are showing up for yourself and you're not becoming overwhelmed, you're not coming burned out, but you are happy and balanced and present. So I say, plan out that alone time daily. Sit in silence, journal, do something that brings you joy, whether it's sitting outside, going for a prayer walk, whether it's just reading a book, or even just watching from a distance. Watching your husband interact with your child. It can make a difference. It brings you up and it makes you happy. Because you have to learn who you are again. So if you don't have alone time, how are you going to rediscover yourself? Exactly. So make sure you make time alone to learn who you are. Because you have shifted. You're not the exact old person you were before you had baby. But you're embracing the new, and you can take some of the old with you, but some of that you're gonna have to just drop that, and it's okay, because you're going to become a better person. You're becoming a better woman, a mom, a wife. Let me say it in another order. You're a woman first. You are a wife, and then you're a mom. And the reason why I say that is because you matter. You prioritize yourself first, and it's going to make you show up as a better wife. Because you're a wife before you're a mom. Your husband comes before your child. And the reason I say this is because when your child grows up, they're going to leave the house. But your husband's still going to be there. So you want to make sure that you're growing with him. And then your child. Because when you and your husband are good, your child is going to feel that energy. And they're going to feed off of it. So that's why it's important to have that alone time. And make it a routine. Okay? And the biggest one, I would say, if you are just struggling with feeling like yourself again, is seek inspiration. That doesn't say compare or try and envy what someone else is doing. Just find someone or something to inspire you to keep moving forward, even when you're in moments that seem like you would not make it. Like I know, for example, when I was going through postpartum, what I had to read was Feeding the Soul by Tabitha Brown. In that book, made me redefine myself again. Not make me, but it just inspired me to keep going and knowing that this is not the end of my journey. It was just the beginning. And this is where I am today. Every day, I'm finding something inspirational to keep me moving, whether it's scripture, whether it's, you know, I love Tabitha Brown, you know, whether it's watching one of her videos or watching someone else saying uplifting things. Because you have to be aware of what you're listening to and the things that you have around you, because that can inspire you and influence you. So I say, get that good influence. Find things that are going to make you feel like you are doing your best. You are showing up for yourself every day. Okay? Because only you know you're doing your best. And you show up for yourself. So I want to remind you to get dressed for the day. Make yourself look good again. Make yourself feel good again. Give yourself positive affirmations because you are beautiful despite the outside, because that changes. As you get older, your body changes, okay? But the beauty inside of you can grow as well. Make sure you have that alone time so you can show up, because remember, you're a woman first, a wife, and then a mom. And always seek inspiration because that's what's going to keep you going. And as I leave you for today, because I'm working on making sure that I inspire you every single day, I want to leave you with this quote, okay? It's a quote I created, by the way. But if you want to see more of my quotes and information as well, follow me on Instagram, jeray.williams. But the quote I want to leave you with today is, the best mom advice a woman can give is to set your own expectations of how you will raise your children without allowing others to make you feel guilty for it. Create your own narrative. You raise your children how you see fit because you are the best person for them. And don't let people make you feel bad for it. Okay? So, I love you guys. And if you enjoyed the video, make sure you like it, you share it, and you comment. But until then, I will see you guys soon. Thank you for tuning in to Navigating Postpartum.